Friday, Torah Mishnah, Yud Beis, Machashvan Tovshin, Pei Aleph, Reb Meshulam, Aaron Troy.
Parsha starts this week, Vayim Hashem El Avram, Lech Lecho Me'aretzcho, Me'ilatcho, Me'bisovicho, El Aretz Asher Areko. So Hashem tells Avram Avinu, Shego Me'aretzcho, go out from your land, and from your birthplace, and from the house of your father. So the kasha is obvious that first you go out from the house of your father, then you go out from your birthplace, and then from your land. So why is it the other way around? I think the Teretz is very famous. We're going to have a little kenach. Avram Avinu was brought up with Avodah Zarah, as we know. He was brought up with Avodah Zarah in the house of Terach. And Rabbi Yishleinu is telling him, now you're going to Eretz Yisrael, to the Mokim, to the Eretz HaKodesh. We're going to leave all the Gashmias, the Avodah Zarah. We're going to leave that all behind. And therefore he says, when a person leaves a place, the first thing that he needs to forget about, the most hardest thing for him to forget about is the Beis Avicho. The easiest thing for him to forget about is Me'aretzcho, the land. And then the next thing is Me'iladcho. The hardest thing for him to forget is Beis Avicho. So Hashem tells Avram Avinu, you're going to Eretz Yisrael, first forget about Aretzcho, and then the next stage is Me'iladcho, and the next stage, the hardest thing is Beis Avicho, because you're going to the Eretz HaKodesh. Because he's going to Eretz Yisrael. So for us, we're not going to Eretz Yisrael. But for us, the Beis HaMedrash is the Eretz Yisrael. When we go into the Beis HaMedrash, we have to forget about the Aretzcho, Meiladcho, the Beis Avicho. We come to Davin, we forget about everything that's going on at home, on the street. It's just us, and our Siddur, and our Gemara. And that's the limud that the Rebbe Shlomo is telling Avram. You go to Eretz Yisrael, you forget about everything else. They say a story. It's probably not true, but the limud is a good limud. Yeah, it could have been true. There was once this big Aisha. He was a massive Aisha, a big Machnes Eirach, like Avram Avinu, we're going to talk about soon. Big Machnes Eirach. And people, Aniyim, used to come in the whole time. Used to have Mishalochin coming in the whole time. The problem was, people used to come in his house, to his open house, but they used to go in hungry, and they used to come out hungry. But he used to serve a 7-course meal. What happened? He used to come in, this Mishalach came in, and he used to sit down, and they served him a meal. So the Balabas used to say to him, no, where are you from? He said, from Yana place. Yana place, you know my friend, Yankel. Yeah, and he used to talk. Kitzur, the waiter used to take away the food. The next course, carry on talking. 7 courses, backwards and forwards, till the end of the meal. And he hasn't had time to eat. He's still hungry. So this Mishalach decided, you know what? I'm going to go into his house and I'm going to eat. What does he do? He comes in and the Balabas sits him down and he says, sit down. Where are you from? From Yana place. Yana place. You know my friend Beryl. Beryl. He's nifter last week. He was nifter. Very upset. Meanwhile, he grabs a few bites. No, I want with the Yana guy, my other friend. Yitzi, mamish nishboshet. And he's oching at the kitzah. Meanwhile, 7 courses, he gets down, no problem. End of the meal, the Balabas says to him, all the people I talk to you about, all my friends, all died. He says, when I eat, the ganze Welt is tight. That's the word over here. Lech lecho me'aretzcho me'itz avicho. When we learn, we come and daven, the ganze Welt is tight. The pasuk carries on. And we have a Rashi over here. Rashi says, lech lecho me'aretzcho me'iladcho. Says Rashi, the first Rashi in the Sedra, La'anoscho l'toivoscho. Go for yourself, La'anoscho, for your good, for your pleasure and for your good. And the shayla is, why is it lahanoscha l'toyavoscha? It says the Chasam Sofer, pshat's like this. That if you look, when Terach was in Ur Kasdim, when Avraham Avinu was in Ur Kasdim by his father Terach, he had a rocking time there. He was knocking up Avodah Zarah's. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, we don't find he did that. What's the pshat? Says the Chasam Sofer, because in Ur Kasdim, no one would listen to him. If he would come along and say, "Gan some Musha Shmuz," no one's going to listen to him. And he tried to be Makar of people, it wouldn't work. So you had to go to the other side. What's the other thing? You have to make a machah. You have to go with kanos. You have to go smashing over the zorot. However, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, then people were ready, happy to listen to him. So then he couldn't put his life in danger. He wasn't allowed to. Faket. That's the way. The avodas Hashem that he should do is to be makar of people. Oh, so then he couldn't anymore go smashing avodas zorot. And faket, he wasn't allowed to. That's why the Rebbein Shlomo says, "Lech lecho me'artzcha la'noscha le'toyvoscha for your pleasure," because now you're not putting your life in danger. And the pasuk carries on, and it says, "Ve'eschol le'goy gadol va'avorecho va'agad l'shemecho ve'yei berocho." So someone just told me this morning, about 10 minutes ago, a shein avot from Meilech Biederman. Meilech Biederman said, "Ve'yei berocho shteitim pasuk," and what's the last words when you spell out the word of Barucha, the last letters of the words, base, is Sof. Barucha is Chof is a Pei, and, right, Chof, and then you got a Reish, which is going to be Shin, and Hey, which is Aleph, which is Tov Shin, Pei Aleph. Ve'ye Barucha, Tov Shin, Pei Aleph. We move on in the parasha. Avraham Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael, and there was a famine. So what does Avraham Avinu do? He goes down to Mitzrayim. Says the Ramban. The Ramban says that the fact that he went down to Mitzrayim when there was a famine in Eretz Yisrael was a big aveira, because he should have had bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam told him to go to Eretz Yisrael. And what does he do? He goes to Eretz Yisrael, there's a famine. Oh, right, let's go down to Mitzrayim. Rabbi Shalom just told you to go to Eretz Yisrael. What do you think you're doing? Go down to Mitzrayim, says the Rambam. Avraham Avinu did a great chet. And because of that, he says, that's why Klal Yisrael needs to go down to Mitzrayim. Ma'isa of a similar bonim. He set the track for Klal Yisrael. And therefore, that's why Klal Yisrael needs to go down to Mitzrayim. Says the Rambam, if you look, now what happened to Avraham Avinu in Mitzrayim, you'll work out that that's exactly what happened to Klal Yisrael. He said, Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, they took Sarah, and they sent him out, and Paroi got a Makus, this is the Makus that Paroi got, and they sent him out with a lot of money. Says the Ramban, Klal Yisrael, they went down to Mitzrayim, what happened? Kol HaBen HaYo'ira Tashlichu, you had to throw all the boys in the river. Okay, but the composer carries on. Now, obviously, if you throw all the boys in the water, then all the girls are going to be alive. Why does the posuk say? He says the Ramban that no, there was two reasons. There's two things that they want to do over here. They wanted to throw all the boys in the water, but on the other hand, they wanted all the girls to stay alive because they wanted the girls of Klal Yisrael to be mezana. Why? Because my son of the sin of Avonim. Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim. They took Sarah, Zunus. This was Chalabas Techayim. They wanted them to be alive in order for them to be Mazana. Then afterwards, Klal Yisrael went out, Berchush Kodl, like by Avraham Avinu. However, the Svasemes asked the Kasha, a very interesting Kasha. As the Svasemes, we know, we just finished Sukkos, and by Sukkah there's a halacha of Teshuvah and Tuduru. So because there's a halacha of Teshuvah and Tuduru, there's a din that mitzvah is potam in a Sukkah. Why? Because you have to live in the Sukkah the way you would live in your house. And if you're mitzvah, then there's a Ptura, that's not the way you live. So therefore, as the Svas Emes, Rabbi Nishleinam told Avraham Avinu to go and live in Mitzrayim, to go to Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael. To go and live in Eretz Yisrael. But there's a famine there. He's a mitzdayim. Mitzdayim potim in asukah. If you're mitzdayim, then you don't have to live in Eretz Yisrael. So what was, why is the Ramban say it's a big aver for Avraham Avinu to go out of Eretz Yisrael to go down Mitzrayim? But he's a mitzdayim, like mitzdayim is potim in asukah. So he also, the Moshe, told him to go live in Eretz Yisrael. But he can't live there, he's mitzdayim, so they have any food. Azoy frek the Ramban. However, sorry, that azoy frek the Sfasemes. However, it could be that the reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam sent Avraham Avinu to Eretz Yisrael wasn't just to live there. Ribbono Shel Olam wanted Avraham Avinu just to live in Eretz Yisrael? No. Avraham Avinu was the person who was being mefaris and was publicizing the Shem Hashem. Ribbono Shel Olam sent him to Eretz Yisrael in order to publicize the Ribbono Shel Olam much more. He had a job to do. And now he went down to Mitzrayim. Now he couldn't do that job. So it wasn't just Ribbono Shel Olam sent him to live there, and then if, therefore it's a problem that you say mitzdayim potim and asukah teishuvik and tzeduru. No, you've got to do something there, and by that they went down to Mitzrayim. You're doing exactly the opposite. You're not doing your job. Which brings us to the next, to the another, the next pasuk. The pasuk says that Avraham Avinu tells Sarah that do me a favor, tell. When we come to Mitzrayim, tell them that you're my sister. And what does the pasuk continue? Leman yitav li bavureich v'choyso nafshi biglolich. What does he say? Leman yitav li bavureich. Why? That they should give me good things. Avraham Avinu, that's the way we talk. You know what? Say achoysi, but give me some more cash. Avraham Avinu, is that what's going on with it? Says the Chasam Sofer, Nifla de Kavot. Says the Chasam Sofer that Avraham Avinu, his house, he had an open house. An open house, people could come in for food. This is how he was Mepharis in the Shem Hashem. People used to come into his house and they used to eat. And then he used to tell them afterwards, you have to bench. You have to bench. To who? Bench who? Oh, to Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's how he started, got the ball rolling. Says the Chasam Sofer, but he came to Eretz Yisrael, there was a famine. So now he couldn't do that. So how was he going to be Mepharis and Shem Hashem? Says the Chasam Sofer, was even more. He was being Mepharis and Mashkocha Pratis. And these people that he was trying to be Mekarev, what are they going to say? Can you suddenly come to Eretz Yisrael, and suddenly when you come, the famine starts. And now what do you have to do? You have to go down to Mitzrayim. Are you telling me Ashkocha Protest? There's Ribbono Shel Olam in the world? Punk, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, then the famine starts. It can't be. Says the Chasam Sofer, he asks another kasha. And he says, after Avraham Avinu leaves Mitzrayim, it says, Vayelech Lamasov, and what does Rashi say? That he went back to pay up his chovas. He went to pay up his debts. Asks the Chasam Sofer, Avraham Avinu needed to have debts. He was a rich man. Even before he left, before he came down to Mitzrayim, he was a rich man. The pasuk says he had a lot of cattle all over the place. He needed to take out. A debt. What's going on over here? Says the Chasam Sofer, that's not the pshat. He says Ribbono Shel Olam sent him down to Mitzrayim. It was a famine, and Ribbono Shel Olam sent him down to Mitzrayim. And he came up, he came back out of Mitzrayim with a huge wealth, because Paro loaded him on. Why did Hashem do that? Hashem did that in order to show the people that you come to a place, there's a famine, and suddenly you go down to a place, and you come out with much more, you come out with presents, to show the Ashkochas Hashem. So these people that were asking him, how could it be, you're the person showing everyone that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, and exactly the opposite happens to you. What's the answer? No, we see the Ashkocha Protest. Even when I'm going down for a famine, but I come back with much more. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's Pshat. When Rashi says that he went to pay his debts, he wasn't monetary debts. He needed to answer their questions. They had the kasha, Ashkocha Protest. Where's Ashkocha Protest? He told them, well, you see, there was a famine. I went down to Mitzrayim and we came back with much more. That was, he went to pay his debts. It wasn't his monetary debts. It was the Ashkofa debts. And that answers the question, why does it say, Leman Yitav li b'avureich? What was Avraham Avinu? Why did he say, you know what? Say achoisihi. Why? Because they should be good to me. They should give me presents. Avraham Avinu was interested in presents. Yes, he was. Because through the presents, he could publicize even more the Hashkachas Hashem. While we're talking about Avraham Avinu's house, there's a Moir de Kapshat from Reb Dessler. Sorry?
Why does he have to get it from Harod?
Yeah, but that's the way that the Rebbe Yishleinam sent it through his Shliach, and Ochanama. Saying Hashem should have just given it. Yeah, he showed them that even the kings, even the top kings in the world, are splashing out to him presents. That was a big Ashkacha protest here. There's an Ovester of Nosson. The Ovester of Nosson says that Eoiv was also a big Machnes Oirich. However, the Ovester of Nosson says like this. He used to have two people meet in the street. One person used to say to the other, where you come from? He said, I just came from Eoiv's house. And where are you going to? I'm going back there. He was also a massive Machnes Oirich. So, the Ovester of Nosson says like this, that when Peronus, when the Rebbeinu Shleilom wanted to punish Eoiv, so Eoiv said to the Rebbeinu Shleilom, where's my Zechusim? I gave food to eat to those who are hungry, to the Aniyim. I gave them to drink. Do I not have any Zechusim? So you know what the Rebbeinu Shleilom answered back? Omele HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Eoiv. Eoiv, adayin lo yigato lechatzi shiur shel Avraham. You haven't even come to anywhere near the chesed of Avraham. Why? Says the Medrash like this. Because Eoiv, he says, someone who normally eats wheat bread, so do you know what you used to give him? The Rebbeinu Shleilom said to Eoiv, used to give him wheat bread. Someone who normally eats meat, used to give him meat. Someone who normally drinks wine, used to give him wine. But by Avraham wasn't like that. Someone who used to eat, who didn't used to eat wheat bread, you used to give him wheat bread. Avraham Avinu always went a stage up. Someone who didn't normally used to eat meat, used to eat chicken, used to give him meat. Avraham Avinu's chesed was on the next level up. Okay, very nice. So he used to give them a bit more food, be a bit more inviting. But what does it mean? It says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Eoiv, Eoiv adayin lo yigato lechatzi shir shel Avraham. You get nowhere near Avraham. Nowhere near Avraham? So it's instead of giving wheat bread to someone who normally eats wheat bread, I give wheat bread. Avraham Avinu used to give wheat bread to someone who didn't normally. So why is it so big? Was it such a big difference? Says Reb Dessler, yes. A huge difference. And the difference is like this. The chesed of Eoiv was a chesed of that you need something. You need something. Do you know what? I'm going to give you what you need. But if you don't need that, then I'm not going to give it to you. Meaning like this. Someone who normally eats chitin, so now you're used to eating wheat bread, so I'll give you wheat bread because that's what you're used to. You normally used to eating meat, so I'll give you meat. That means Eoiv was meeting the needs of people. Avraham Avinu wasn't meeting needs of people. He was doing chesed because he wanted to do chesed. You don't normally eat chitin. Do you know what? I'm going to give you chitin. He wanted to do chesed. He wanted to make people feel better, feel good. It wasn't meeting needs. He wanted to do it l'shei mitzvah. And that's a whole different chesed. A chesed of wanting, of just meeting needs of people, or doing chesed because you want someone to feel better, that's a whole different chesed. It takes chesed to a whole different level. And that's what Rebbe Yishlo said to Eoiv, Adayin lo yigata lechatzi shur shel Avraham. You haven't even come to the half of where Avraham is. That's chesed. Chesed has to be, not because Yena needs something, so I'm going to do something because he needs it. No. I'm going to do something because I want him to feel good. That's chesed. And we find this in last week's parasha. Last week's parasha, after Noach got drunk, so Shem and Yefes, had to go and cover him. So the Pasuk says, like this, Vayikach Shem v'yefes es asimno. What's Rashi say? Rashi say, why does it say Shem before Yefes? So Rashi says, because he was mitzametz. Shem was mitzametz. He was more encouraged, more than Yefes. Why? Why was he mitzametz? Rashi doesn't tell us why. It says in the Netziv, this point, that Shem was the first person to go. He was the first person to go to take the simlam to cover Noyach. Yefes also wanted to, but he saw that Shem is already doing it. So he said, oh, it's being done anyway, so I don't have to do it. Then Shem couldn't manage. He needed help. So says, so Yefes says, oh, you need help, so I'm going to help you. Shem, he says, Shem, when Shem did it, he did this chesed, was l'shem mitzvah. It wasn't because he needed to do it. Yefes, he said, oh, Shem's do it, so I don't have to do it, I'm potter, I don't have to do it, because it's being done already. Chesed by Yefes was something that someone needs. If he needs it, I'll do it. If he doesn't need it, I won't do it. However, by Shem was, no, I'm doing it a Shem mitzvah. Therefore, says Rashi, Shem was misamitz. He was more encouraged to do it more than Yefes. Because he did it, even though there might have been not be as necessity to do it, but he was more encouraged to do it because he was doing the Shem mitzvah. This point about chesed is not meeting needs of people, however, going that extra bit. And that was Avraham Avinu. The Ramban that we started off with, he says that Avraham Avinu did another Avira. He says, how can Avraham Avinu say, Achoisihi, now they'll take Sarah, and Pari will marry her, she's Eishas Ish. Rather, he should say that she's Eishas Ish, and what happens after that? Do you leave it up to the Ribbono Shleilam? But to put Sarah in a state where she might be over on Eishas Ish, who gives him Rishus? And the Rishonim ask of the Ramban that it can't be that he did an Aveira over here. Because going down to Mitzrayim was one of the 10 Nisyonos. Not only was one of the 10 Nisyonos, that was the 10th Nisoyon. And Avraham Avinu didn't fail even one of the 10 Nisyonos. How can you tell me there was an Aveira? That's what the Rishonim, the Ran and the Tur, ask of the Ramban. So we continue after that. There's a fight with the 4 kings and the 5 kings. And Oig Melech HaBoshen calls Avraham Avinu to save Loit. And Avraham Avinu, miraculously, he fights the kings. And he won the war, so he has spoil to take. So the Melech Sadoim says that please take the spoil. Avraham Avinu says no. In Michud Vasrech, now I'm not going to take anything. Why? I'm not taking anything. And the question is, why is he not taking anything? The halacha is, you fight a war, right? It's kibbush mulchama, you fight a war, then you have every right to take the spoil. So why didn't Avraham Avinu not take the spoil? So the Maharal Diskin says that this war was a whole different war. Normally, why is the halacha that when you fight a war, then you could take the spoil? Why? I could take his thing because I'll make a war. What's the pshat? Says the Maharal Diskin, the pshat's like this. I go to war, so I'm putting my nechosim in danger. I'm putting my people, my army, my whole city, my whole country in danger. Just to fight the other person. So therefore, I'm being mafkir my things on the assumption that I'm going to get something else. Because I'm assuming that even though I'm putting my stuff in danger, but I'm going to get more by fighting. That's by a normal war. However, over here says Avraham Avinu, it wasn't me fighting the war. It was the Ribbono Shleilam. I don't get anything. I don't get no credit at all. I wasn't putting anything of mine in danger at all. And therefore, Kibbush Muhammad doesn't apply over here. Comes out that Avraham Avinu, by this, was being mefaras in Shem Shemayim. Says Ribbono Shel Olam, In Michut Vatzroich Nal says the Gemara in Chulin, what, because of that, Zechus, Avram Avinu, Klal Yisrael got two mitzvahs, got Tcheles and Tefillin, which is also being mefarsed in Shemoy, being mefarsed in Shem Shemai. Another Maradiskin, by Brisbane Abbasorim, Hibbein Shleinim says to Avram Avinu, that Klal Yisrael are going to be gay year ba'aretz, ba'aretz loy lohem. What's ba'aretz loy lohem? So Pashtus, it means ba'aretz loy lohem in Mitzrayim. Says Amar Adiskin, no. He says that Paroi, when Sarah went down to, Avram went down to Mitzrayim, Paroi wrote a ksuba to Sarah. Right? Very interesting. Paroi wrote a ksuba to Sarah, and do you know what he wrote in that ksuba? That, do you know what's going to be yours? Goshen is going to be yours. Eretz Goshen, where Klal Yisrael afterwards, when they came down to Mitzrayim, that's where they lived. He wrote that in a ksuba to Sarah. And therefore he says that Klal Yisrael, when they came down to Mitzrayim, Goshen was theirs. It didn't belong to the Mitzrayim. And says in Maradiskan, if Klal Yisrael would have stayed in Goshen, then nothing would have happened, because they're in their own land. But not the problem was that they went to Eretz Loy Lohem. They went into Mitzrayim. That wasn't their land. And he says, that's pshat in the posuk of Vatimole Ha'oretz. The posuk in Parashat Shemois, Vatimole Ha'oretz Oysom. They, who is they? Vatimole Ha'oretz Oysom, that was Klal Yisrael. Land of Mitzrayim got filled up with the Yidden. The Yidden went over the border of Goshen. They went into Mitzrayim. Then things started to get a bit shaky. You're going into Mitzrayim, you don't stay in your homeland. Then, on that the pasuk says, "Vatimale aretz ha'isam, havam nischak maloi." Things started to go around a bit down, because Klal Yisrael should have stayed in their own land, be'eretz lo ilohem. There's a famous kasha. Avram Shlei tells Avram Avinu, "Va'achrei kein yitzu berchush gadol." So they went out berchush gadol. So the Gemara says, actually, Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that the Mitzrayim came back to the Yidden after they came out of Mitzrayim many years later, and they said, "When Achrei kein yitzu berchush gadol, can we have all that money back, please? You nicked all our money. You did the runner. Can we have all back now?" So the Gemara says, there was a son called Gavir ben Psisa. He stood up and he said, "Excuse me, but we worked for you. We worked for you, so we need wages. Therefore, this is going to be our wages." Which is, l'chayr is a pele. A pele otzum. Who did they work for? They worked for Paroi. And who did they take all the money from? From all the Mitzrayim. So, if your king owes you money, you can't go to the people and take money from them. It's not right. So I'll tell you, Emes HaPshat. If you look in the Ramban in Parsha Shemois, the Ramban says over there that Paroi told the Mitzrayim that, do you know what? If you want a worker, take the Yidden, free of charge. So it comes out that the Yidden worked for the Mitzrayim. So before they went out Mitzrayim, they went knocking on the door to Mr. Boss, and they said, "Hello, boss. Can we have your gold stuff? Because you owe us the money, we worked for you." However, the Haflah, the Pani Miofas, he says a different pshat. He says that at the end of Parshas Vayechi, Yosef, what happened was there was a famine, and basically the Mitzrayim needed food. So Yosef said, very cleverly said, that you need food. All right, so you have to pay for food. So you have to sell yourself as a servant to the king. Right? You have to sell yourself as a servant. And by that, Yosef gave them food. It comes out that all the Mitzrayim were servants to Paroi. And the halacha is, Masha kona eved, kona raboi. So therefore, it's very well, you go to the Mitzrayim straight to get their wages. No problem, because Masha kona eved, kona raboi. Wish everyone a very good Shabbos. Amen.